To the moon. NASA's Artemis II mission takes flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. For the first time in more than 50 years, astronauts are heading to the moon. The Artemis II crew launched Wednesday atop NASA's SLS rocket, which left thick trails of vapor across the Florida sky. It was a picture-perfect launch, one that signals a brand new chapter in human lunar exploration. And it's a critical test, with the future of NASA's ambitious moon plans dependent on a successful mission. A look at the launch and the roughly 10-day moonbound mission, that's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories of this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Beginning next year, Floridians will have some new restrictions on voting, pending legal challenges. Central Florida Public Media's Sam Stockbridge has this report.
Starting next year, Florida will enforce a law adding new requirements for voting and voter registration. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law House Bill 991, modeled after a controversial federal bill. Two coalitions of advocacy groups immediately filed separate suits over the new Florida law. DeSantis said he's confident those efforts will fail.
And you know, what happens on all these, I sign it, they sue us, right? They go to a liberal judge, the liberal judge sides with them, then we appeal, and then we win.
HB 991 won't change who can vote in this year's elections, but starting in 2027, some eligible voters will have to show specific proof of citizenship, a passport, birth certificate, proof of name change, or federal documentation. Critics argue that will make it harder or impossible for many eligible voters to register. The new law also won't allow college students to use their IDs to vote. Sam Stockbridge, Central Florida Public Media.
The increase in the number of Florida's measles cases slowed down in March. Central Florida Public Media's health reporter Joe Mario Pedersen brings us this update.
Between March 1st and the 28th, Florida reported 21 new cases of measles. That's a stark contrast to the 123 cases diagnosed in the first 2 months of the year. The highly contagious airborne virus has mostly been reported out of Collier County in southwest Florida. Central Florida reported its first and only case in March out of Osceola County. In total, Florida has had 144 cases, which is not only the most it's ever reported in the state's database, but that number is also triple the state's previous record for an entire year set in 1992. While the recent slower pace of measles cases in Florida is a good sign, the measles threat is still swelling around the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported over 1,500 cases as of March 27th. That's 300 more than at the start of March. Experts say the rise in measles can be attributed to waning interest in vaccinations. Joe Mario Pedersen, Central Florida Public Media.
From macaroni and cheese to butternut squash, the Artemis II crew has 189 menu items to choose from during their nearly 10-day mission around the moon. As Central Florida Public Media's Marion Summerall reports, the crew has its meals and snacks packed for the journey.
The crew of four and their space cuisine successfully launched from the Kennedy Space Center on Wednesday. The Space Launch System's rocket and Orion capsule blasted off at 6:35 p.m. NASA's Norm Knight, the Director of Flight Operations Directorate, says the astronauts had snacks stashed in their spacesuits during launch, but they probably didn't feel like eating.
Flight day one and flight day two, you might not feel like eating a lot, and that's just part of it. Your body is acclimating to zero G, your physiology is transitioning from a 1G environment to zero.
Each crew member was able to sample and help craft their own menu preferences before launch. Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen also has some special food items like maple cream cookies and maple syrup. Marion Summerall, Central Florida Public Media.
These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. Florida is preparing to redraw voting lines, but what does that mean for your community? Engage host Sharon Stone will lead a conversation with experts on Thursday, April 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Osceola Council on Aging in Kissimmee. Reserve your seat for Engage in the Community, Redistricting, and participate in interactive experiences, ask questions, and share your perspective. Reserve your spot for this free event at cfpublic.org/engage. After more than 50 years, NASA is back in the business of sending astronauts to the moon on its own rocket. The Artemis II crew is on its way to the moon after launching Wednesday from the Kennedy Space Center. This mission is historic and critical for the future of NASA's lunar ambitions.
Four, three, two, 1, booster ignition, and lift off. The crew of Artemis 2, now bound for the moon. Humanity's next great voyage begins.
NASA's massive SLS rocket roared to life at 6:35, its twin solid rocket boosters and four engines cracking the air, lifting the Orion capsule and four astronauts into space under a smoky trail into a clear blue Florida sky. It was a smooth countdown, though teams did investigate a couple of problems before the launch. Those problems were not the same as what plagued the rocket in earlier tests, like leaking hydrogen fuel and communications problems. Before liftoff, Launch Director Charlie Blackwell Thompson gave the final go for launch.
Reed, Victor, Christina, and Jeremy, on this historic mission, you take with you the heart of this Artemis team, the daring spirit of the American people, and our partners across the globe, and the hopes and dreams of a new generation. Good luck. Godspeed, Artemis 2. Let's go.
And they did just that. So far, NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman is considering the mission a success.
NASA astronauts Commander Reid Wiseman, Pilot Victor Glover, Mission Specialist Christina Koch, and Canadian Space Agency Mission Specialist Jeremy Hansen are safe, they're secure, and they're in great spirits. We will continue to monitor their health and the status as we move into the next phase of the Artemis II mission.
The mission is a critical test of the Orion spacecraft, named Integrity, flying with a crew of four for the first time ever. So far, mission pilot Victor Glover took manual control of the spacecraft while in Earth orbit, testing its maneuverability for future dockings with a lunar lander while in orbit. They want to see if it flies the way it was designed and...
But we also want to give, you know, qualitative and quantitative feedback to the ground team, so letting them know what it feels like now that we can hear and feel the thrusters, and to just understand the human experience.
These tests are happening while the spacecraft is circling the Earth. If the vehicle systems, things like temperature and oxygen controls, check out, the crew will get the go-ahead to fire their engines and head deeper into space, putting them on a path to slingshot around the moon. The mission is the start of a new chapter of lunar exploration. Just last week, Isaacman drastically changed the Artemis program. He scrapped plans for a lunar orbital station, instead calling for a science base on the surface of the moon. And he wants to fly Artemis missions more frequently. The last one was in 2022. For Republican Congressman and Chairman of the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee, Mike Haradopoulos, success is not only good for NASA, but for Florida's Space Coast.
This is a big test for the USA, and I think that if we can find success, like I highly anticipate, we're going to see this space industry grow more. And it's not just, again, a national exploration. It is a growing part of our economy.
For Isaacman, he hopes the launch of Artemis II goes beyond Florida's Space Coast and inspires people across the country.
I think after Artemis II, you're going to have more kids that are going to dress up as astronauts for Halloween. We want to inspire and create interest in the next generation to grow up and contribute to this endeavor.
And Isaacman might be one step closer to that wish. Over 14 million people tuned into NASA's live broadcast on YouTube to watch this new chapter of space exploration unfold here on Florida's Space Coast. That's it for the wrap this week, but stay listening. Next week, we'll have more coverage of the Artemis II mission. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. And this week, additionally, from Joe Burns. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.